One day, our mom decided to put us in youth group. I was really nervous. I couldn't listen for the first few weeks because I was so nervous. But as I got to know the people there, I felt Christ's love, and I began to realize that Christ was what I would need. I could have been angry at God because of my grandmother's death, but instead of anger, I felt a seeking for God. I started listening to Peter preach the Bible every week. I thought I was a Christian simply because I enjoyed what he was saying. But then came December 22nd, 2010. A sermon was preached that night. I'm not really sure who it was. In the message, I heard that Jesus Christ died for me personally. If I was the last person on the earth, he would have died for me. He loves me that much. I went home and I read the Bible the whole evening. I was crying thinking about what Christ had done for me. I called on him to save me. I was crying because of what a fool I had been and how worthless my life was without Christ. I also cried because I had a new joy. I knew I was forgiven even though I was a sinner and I had been his enemy. I had never experienced such insurmountable joy. Everything I thought was joy before was nothing, because now I know I am forgiven forever. I was released from the burden of my sin. I could feel it being lifted off of me. I was free from the condemnation of my sin, all because Jesus died for me. Christ is my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my Lord. He is everything. Without him, nothing is worthwhile. He is forever. Everything else is worthless. I can't describe in words how great and wonderful he is. He is my master. Since coming to Christ, I have been able to live a life that avoids my old life. I am seeking God in all of my troubles. He disciplines me out of love because I am his son. As Hebrews 12:6 says, the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastens the one he accepts as his son. My troubles won't last forever, but the love of Christ will last forever. Romans 8:39 says, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Death doesn't hold any fear to me now. No, death is my release from into Christ's eternal kingdom. Today, I'd like to confess Christ through baptism at Living Hope Bible Church and become a fellow member with all of you.